give me your name and where you're from.
I'm Erin McCaskey, and I'm from Merritt Island, Florida, and I go to Thomas Jefferson Middle School.
And you're 12 years old?
Yes, I'm 12.
Now, tell me about this project that you did.
Well, last year I researched into alternative fuels, mm-hmm. and I decided to make biodiesel. So I got 5 different types of oil, used peanut oil, vegetable oil, corn oil, and Wendy's oil, which mm-hmm. is from a local restaurant, and I made biodiesel. And I tested that as well as E85 and B20 and a calorimeter for their energy content.
Now I understand your next project is going to be making ethanol?
Yes, I'm also going to make ethanol, different types from sugarcane, hopefully, and corn. And I'm also going to make biodiesel. And I'm going to make it on a larger scale. I want to make 20 gallons, and I'm going to do different tests like engine performance and also copper corrosion and cob point and tests like those.
Engine performance, you're not old enough to drive yet.
No, I was just going to rent an engine just to make sure it was a fuel quality.
What do you think about the future of biofuels?
I think that it is a big issue and that we need to research more into it because there's so many ways that we can make alternative fuels. I don't understand why we aren't trying to do more now. Mm-hmm. And I think that more people should become involved and just research. I mean, there's so many ways out there that you could make biodiesel and ethanol. It's amazing.
Well, you seem like a pretty smart kid. What are your goals for the future?
Well, I'm planning on continuing my project, and I eventually just want to spread the knowledge of alternative fuels to other people so they start researching it, and I just want to share what I've learned.